The crowing of Voronezh. Voronezh is Russia. The black bread baking, the bath houses basting, the cold wind wasting. Perfectly sunny days. I lost it in Russia. With snow so high, the babushka in the basement exited through her window, smelling of buckwheat pancakes. And Russians didn't smile, except with metallic teeth, and only when they knew you. My neighbor fixed my TV using his golden sizer and a fork. But that was over 20 years ago, when Marxist Leningrad went back to its old name of Petersburg, when the city of Voronezh was known for the worst VCRs in the world. Daylight hid, celebrating spring in a blizzard, on the eve of Butter Week, eating cakes of fat and sour cream as men slick-climbed oiled poles for prizes. Malaise set in, talking to my landlady, who missed communism, the weekly massages, and hot water that flowed like water should. I was isolated, reading English language textbooks, watching dubbed Brazilian soap operas, or sci-fi, with Russian subtitles. I howled on the roof, with the stray dogs in packs, with the haggard moonlighters, with the vodka drunks driving gypsy cabs, with the old lamenting the pension spent. I near died in a Voronezh suicide, spewing my piss and vinegar mind, the tick bulging in my left eye that finally did subside when I boarded American Airlines.